Now, from BetQL, it's time for the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger.
Let's go. It is hour two of the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. Always great to have you with us. Did I say hour two? It's hour three. Man, my mind's already starting to go, Chelsea. This is what happens when you're 48. It starts with something simple. Nobody pays attention to it. Next thing you know, I'm calling the show by the wrong name, calling you by the wrong name, so I got to get it together. She's Chelsea. I'm Jinx. Coming up in just a couple minutes. Last week, Brooks Koepka was annoyed at questions about the LIV Tour. This week, he said, oh, I'll just join the tour. We'll get into that. Do you think this is going to be, I guess we can talk about it later on in the segment, but do you think ultimately this will be good for the game of golf? And I want everyone to hear what Brooks Koepka had to say, because you talk about a guy who said one thing and did another, my head's going to explode. But when this finally fizzles out, and who knows if it's going to happen in the next few months, it's going to drag on for a while. Will this be good for the sport? Do you think it draws more people to the sport, particularly with Tiger only playing majors?
It should, because people love drama and people love villains. And this is creating drama and it's creating villains. So I think from an intrigue standpoint, when's the last time we talked about golf like this for an entire segment without mentioning Tiger Woods' name? So I think this is good for golf. It is a matter of how the PGA Tour handles this, because if they play their cards right, this will be a huge advantage for golf and viewership, because they already have people's attention. It's just a matter of how they play it. And for me, it's, does the PGA Tour swallow their pride and say, hey, maybe we can work with the LIV Tour, have some sort of Ryder Cup against, you know, the guys on the LIV Tour and the guys on the PGA Tour, and actually become better because of it. But methinks that the PGA Tour has way too much pride to stoop to the level of the LIV Tour. That's how I feel like it's going to go.
Chelsea, please use the phrase methinks more often. It really classes up this show in the morning. I'm a big fan of that. Let's talk about this, because I just want to get right to it. And it's amazing how this has gone down over the past week or so. Because Brooks Koepka, a four-time major winner, has joined the LIV Tour. Last week at the U.S. Open, he asked if he was committed to the PGA Tour, and he got annoyed at the suggestion that he was thinking about leaving because of his freedom to set his own schedule. Listen to this.
I mean, there's been no other option to this point, so where else are you going to go?
LIV.
I mean, as of last week, that's it. I wasn't playing last week, so I'm here at the U.S. Open. I'm ready to play U.S. Open. So, and I think it kind of sucks too. Y'all are throwing this black cloud over the U.S. Open, and I mean, it's one of my favorite events, and I don't know why you guys keep doing that, but you know, more legs you give it, the more you keep talking about it. I mean, I can come out here and play as little weeks as I want. I choose my own schedule regardless what tour I play. I can come out here, I haven't played. I've played, what, match play, Augusta, PGA, and this one, so I can play as little as I want.
Okay, guy. Well, then, Koepka was asked by a reporter if there was a number that would tempt him to make the change.
Is there a figure at which you would swap tours? Does that exist? Is it as simple as that?
I haven't given it that much. I mean, I haven't given it that much thought.
Really?
I don't understand. I'm trying to focus on the U.S. Open, man. Like, I legitimately don't get it. I'm tired of the conversations. I'm tired of all this stuff. Y'all, like I said, y'all are throwing a black cloud on the U.S. Open. Like, we're here to play, and you're talking about some event that happened last week.
Oh, yeah. Because last week was so long ago. Oh, what was that, last week? Oh, terrible. I cannot believe the audacity of this guy to throw the blame on the reporters for asking relevant questions. And you know what? They were spot on. The media doesn't always get it right. But the fact that he kept saying, oh, this is you. This is a black cloud hanging over the Open. You're part of that black cloud. There's no doubt in my mind this guy had an agreement in place last week during the Open. That's why he got irritated. That's why he tried to shift the blame. And I find it comical and insulting that he looks in the camera and acts like this is a non-story because it happened a week ago when it was asked. And here he is behind the scenes knowing he's going to leave, Chelsea. What an absolute two-faced hypocrite.
This is like when you ask a cheater if they're cheating. You know, they always spin the blame on somebody else and they get super defensive. And you're like, wait, if right. you're not cheating, just say no. And that's that. But he was so defensive in this. And you're exactly right. This is why Brooks Koepka looks bad in this spot, because we all know it's not like the LIV Tour came up after the US Open, in which Brooks Koepka did not play well. And they said, oh, now we're going to offer you a ton of money. I'm sure this offer was already on the table well before the US Open. So I'm sure he was thinking about it. I'm sure he probably already had some deals in places and he had already talked to guys. So that's what makes him look so hypocritical here, because he said all this. He didn't have to go that far in the other direction and say, oh, it's a black cloud. Well, maybe don't say that if you're considering going, because he just looks like a hypocrite here. Hashtag old takes exposed for Sir Brooks Koepka.
There's a lot of different ways you can answer that question without being so defensive and whining and acting like it's the media's fault for asking the question. Now, I will also say that if he wants protection from the media, then the LIV Tour as of now is the way to go, because whenever those golfers on that tour, this happened to Phil Mickelson, other golfers who are playing on that tour now, whenever they're asked about the moral quandary of accepting millions of dollars but ignoring human rights violations, those LIV officials shut that down real quick. And I don't know if you saw a couple weeks ago as well that this was on Twitter. Alan Shipnuck is the author who wrote that unauthorized biography about Phil Mickelson, originally that got Phil in trouble because Phil responded to it. So Alan Shipnuck was covering the LIV Tour, and he posted a text message exchange with Greg Norman, who was running that tour. And it says, are you aware I just got muscled out of Phil's press conference by a couple of your goons? And Greg Norman responds, I didn't hear. Thanks for letting me know. And then Shipnuck responds, well, that's funny because, and he had a picture of Greg Norman right behind him as he's getting kicked out of the press event. So Norman knew the entire time and was playing dumb. Hopefully that changes, but I do think these golfers who are going over to the LIV Tour are going to have to either accept or embrace the fact that if they get a tough question or a question they don't like, until that changes, they're going to see media members escorted out. That cannot continue to happen.
I mean, it's the LIV Tour. They can do whatever they want. Maybe it will happen, but this was a big movement for the LIV Tour. Brooks Koepka is one of the bigger names on tour because he plays so well at majors, and because he's young, and because he stirs the pot. Him and Bryson both, which now Brooks and Bryson reunited on the LIV Tour, which should be interesting theater to watch those two go head to head. But the more big name players join the LIV Tour, because this is the thing, I thought maybe we would see these players initially join the LIV Tour and that would be it. But they're trickling in because they're seeing these guys make a ton of money and they can still play in majors. So it's almost the best of both worlds. So I'm wondering if the PGA Tour can stand firm and say, these guys are never allowed back on tour. Because Bryson DeChambeau said, I would love to be back on the PGA Tour at some point in my career. Just not now, but I would love to go back. So I'm wondering if the PGA Tour can hold firm and say, none of these guys are ever allowed back. Because if big names keep joining the LIV Tour, it's going to be hard for them to say no to all these big names if they do want to return.
Well, now we're going to see a bit of a competition. And this is what I asked you at the top of the hour. Is this good for golf? Because reportedly, the PGA Tour has readied a response. And reportedly, what they're going to do is go back to a yearly schedule instead of a wraparound schedule, which I believe they instituted in 2013, 2014. And they will also include purses of at least $20 million for marquee events. They're going to add three events with limited fields, no cuts, just like the LIV Tour, and a purse of $25 million. But as much money as that is, and it is a ton of money, it still pales in comparison to what the LIV Tour can offer, because reportedly Brooks Koepka got $150 million to himself. So when the PGA Tour says, oh, how about these three events? The purse, $25 million. Guys like Brooks Koepka are like, yeah, I joined this other tour. I got $150 million. No problem. No sweat. So the PGA Tour, I still think, is going to have to up the ante here. It's going to be fascinating to watch here over the next few months.
Well, another old take's exposed because, hey, PJ Tour, I thought it wasn't about the money and it was right. just about the legacy and guys want to play in the RBC Canadian Open. I thought it wasn't about these type of events. And now you're doing exactly what the LIV Tour is doing. So clearly the PJ Tour is threatened and clearly they're trying to scramble and do things to combat this. Because do you think this has been in the works for the past few years? No, this is them having to, you know, rebut what the LIV Tour is doing. And I will say one thing about Phil Mickelson. Mm-hmm. At the very start of all of this drama, he said, hey, I am trying to help PGA Tour players use this as a bargaining chip to make more money. And Phil Mickelson did a lot of things wrong. He handled a lot of these press conferences the wrong way. And now he looks like he's on trial. But he was right about that. Because now the PGA Tour players are getting opportunities to make more money. So this is a good thing for PGA Tour players because now it has forced the hand of the PGA Tour to allow them to at least have the opportunity to make more money.
For sure. And I do wonder, too, if at some point, if you're the PGA Tour and you're banning these guys, these are essentially golfers who are competing in a free market. And look, I don't want to go into the legalese of all of this and what may go down, but I think the PGA golfers might have a case against the PGA Tour saying you can't prevent us from competing wherever we want to compete and banning us for no real reason. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. One thing we do know is that this story is not going to go away.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.